from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Vandals painted a symbol associated with Hamas on a synagogue here in the Squirrel Hill part of our hometown. And this is a short walking distance from Tree of Life. We've seen way too much of this. As you know, the details of Tree of Life, and 11 people were murdered. Jewish people just praying on a Saturday, 2018. And this graffiti is very disturbing, as you might understand. And joining us is Rabbi Yisrael from the Chabad in Squirrel Hill. Rabbi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
First thing I think of is, will this ever end? And what does this do to your community every time these kinds of things happen?
So, will this ever end, I think, is meaning that the answer lies with all of us. This will end when the community at large, everyone here in our city, understands what's right, what's wrong, what's light, what's dark, what's moral and immoral, and we make that clear. When something tragic like this happens, and thank God it was just a, you know, spray paint on a building and not any human lives involved, people have to see for what it is. It is vandalism, it's anti-Semitism, it's an act of hate and needs to be treated as such. The moment people start saying, well, they are just feeling the plight of these people, those people, that at that moment, as the moment people start speaking like that, and people start justifying and understanding where they're coming from, that's how this hatred continues to breed and grow. So as a religious leader, my job is to teach people good from bad. My job is to help people see what's right and what's wrong. And I would hope that the community at large should be able to see, you know, obviously there's some bad people out there, but what's important is that they don't get the support. They don't get any understanding for what they're doing, clear clarity of what's right and what's wrong. And so when the community as a whole starts understanding that, and starts making that, you know, the way they treat these acts, when politicians and city leaders, state leaders, country leaders, you know, on every level, and every type of leadership, whether it's religious leadership, communal leadership, every level of leadership, when they start treating this as hatred without any justification, then we will start seeing a good change, and we will see more good change, and we'll see all the good people dominating and what's going on. And as you asked, what's going to do to us? That's exactly what it's going to do for us. We're just going to continue to do the good things that we do. We don't stop from this. We just get bigger and better.
And along that line, Rabbi, I would like to share with you that Mayor Ganey, the city council, the city controller, released a statement about Jewish hate, saying that our neighbors awoke yet again to find their religious and community institutions vandalized, this time anti-Semitic graffiti on Chabad at Squirrel Hill in the offices of the Jewish Federation. And as city leaders, let us be clear, acts of Jewish hate, including vandalism and ethnic imitation, must stop.
Yeah, and we really appreciate, you know, I appreciate the mayor and the city council, and I think the city controller was on that too, putting that together. They this time, in words so far, and as we go forward, hopefully in action too, have really stood up to calling it for what it is. The mayor was at Chabad yesterday, first thing in the morning. City controller was there first thing in the morning. Some of the council member, Erica Schrammer, was there. Councilman Warwick called me first thing in the morning. So they've called, they've shown their support, and I'm very happy that this proclamation that they put out, the statement that they put out yesterday, was unequivocal. Unfortunately, not all of the statements in the past have been such. So I'm very happy to see that we're getting good support from the city, and with God's help, we're able to catch the criminal, and we'll continue to go forward in continuing to live in this beautiful city that we all love, and a city that really, I would say, not a vast majority, almost everyone in the city are people of love, and we got to be the dominant voice in the city.
And the governor, Josh Shapiro, who you know, I'm sure, very well, put out this statement. They should not need to wake up to anti-Semitic graffiti in their neighborhood. Vandalism of any type of a house of worship has no home in our commonwealth. We must all continue to call it out and speak with moral clarity. That said, Rabbi, with a chance, with some ears listening now, what clarifications would you like to make to anybody who maybe misunderstands what's going on here?
I think obviously we're concerned about what's happening here in Pittsburgh. That's what the city leaders, the governor, they have to be, that's what they're focused on. But obviously, as everyone knows, the graffiti was about Israel. That was what this was about. This was about, obviously, part of the moral clarity that needs to be clear from our leaders are what's going on in the Middle East. We have Israel, which is a democratic country, a democracy, the only democracy in the region, that was attacked by a terrorist organization. Terrorist organization termed so by the United States State Department. This is the United States sees Hamas as a terrorist organization. They terrorized Israel all these years, and certainly on October 7th, on our holy, on a holiday of Shmini Atzeret, which was supposed to be the day of greatest joy on the Jewish calendar. They came, they terrorized, they killed, they murdered, they raped, they did everything that no human can imagine can be done to men, women, children, and babies. And then they used their own civilians to protect themselves by putting them in harm's way. They use schools, they use mosques. They see absolutely no boundary between what's acceptable and unacceptable in war. They are terrorists. They're not a country. They're not a people. People say they're acting like animals. We shouldn't embarrass our animals by referring to them as animals. These are literally barbaric people. And therefore, we need to see it for what it is. Unfortunately, children get killed when they're used as human shields. Any child that's killed in Gaza, any civilian that's killed in Gaza, is 100% Hamas's fault, period. And until our leadership can say that, until everyone understands that, we are not going to, we're going to see people have a voice to express, you know, their hatred. When hate gets confused with right, gets confused with wrong, when moral gets confused with immoral, unfortunately, people then do immoral acts.
Rabbi, we appreciate you taking time for us. Thank you.
No problem. My pleasure. And may we continue to see the beauty of our city and all people coming together to share love, kindness, and joy.
Rabbi Yisrael Altin, the director of the Chabad Synagogue in Squirrel Hill. And for those outside the region, that's a neighborhood. Some sports notes. Steelers back in camp. They had the day off yesterday up at St. Vincent College in Latrobe and should be opening the gates here, provided there are no thunderstorms. Just a heads up. And Russell Wilson, Steelers quarterback, is expected to participate today. You say he had a little thing pushing one of those heavy sleds, Paul, right?
He tweaked a calf muscle, and they didn't want to aggravate it, so he just didn't practice the first few sessions. But today's the day.
And by all accounts, he is very excited to be in Pittsburgh and to be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Larry, when I was looking at the statistics, career statistics, and comparing him to some of the other quarterbacks in the National Football League, up to this point in his career, he is among the upper echelon. We're talking top five, top 10, depending on the category you're looking at. And the ones that matter, like the number of times a team scores a touchdown when he has the ball, the number of times it's turned over. These are the things that you're looking for in a quarterback. And a really good article written by Joe Starkey, I think it was last week, about Russell Wilson's character. Very different story than the backtalk that some people have been repeating about him being a diva and difficult to play with and work with and all of that. So I have a feeling that Russell Wilson is going to be a very welcome addition in Pittsburgh, and that if Arthur Smith's offense starts to click, people will be very happy.
He is doing all the right things now and has been since he signed with the Steelers in terms of the way he's treated the fans, the things that he's done around the city, you know, going to different places and restaurants to just...
I mean, gosh, Larry, the only negative thing I've heard about the Steelers in the last several weeks is that little upset that the wide receiver, George Pickens, had with one of the coaches.
Yeah.
And that's to be expected. You're going to get some of that back and forth in training camp, right?
Yeah, and by the way, the first game of the preseason is coming up Thursday. That's the Hall of Fame game.
My goodness.
And it's the Steelers' first preseason opponent, the Texans and the Chicago Bears, as we get into Hall of Fame weekend. No Steelers getting inducted this weekend. That's unusual.
Very.
And then next Friday, we've got the Texans at Acrisure Stadium to open the preseason. Now, there are two home preseason games, and every other year they alternate. There used to be four preseason games, but since they extended the season from 16 to 17 regular season games, they took one of the preseason games away. So every other year they alternate. Last year we only had one preseason game.
And so when they go to 18, as has been...
At home, I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And as they've been talking about maybe going to 18 anytime now, yeah. I guess it'll be two total preseason games, one at home and one on the road. Is that how it would work? Or?
Yeah, Roger Goodell has suggested that, and a lot of people might be for this, is move the Super Bowl to President's Weekend so you get a natural three-day weekend.
Good idea.
Because some people were saying, it's a blow-off the Monday after Super Bowl night. People don't show up for work.
Well, how many people take a day off?
Right. So it might, and if they're adding another regular season game to make it 18, then there'd only be two preseason games, and then you would just have one home game. So this year, of the three preseason games, Steelers have two at home, and then they'll only have one next year unless they ended up, if they find a way to extend the season to 18 regular season games, which with an even number makes it easier, and then they'd move the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend.
Thank goodness.
You get that, all that?
Yeah. I know that the end of the season for the Steelers is really a meat grinder. Thank goodness that they're not playing a foreign game this year.
And speaking of football, by the way, Friday night is their traditional, they do this at the Latrobe High School, where it's a really close encounter for the players and the fans. And for a lot of fans, you don't get this opportunity. And keep in mind, 57th year at St. Vincent College, and most teams in the NFL no longer have a fan interactive camp. They do it at their training facilities where there are no fans in attendance. And speaking of football, we are going to reveal Thursday at 5 o'clock our high school football schedule, which is always a lot of fun.
Oh, that's right. High school football game of the week.
That's coming up, too. I mean, we're a few weeks away from, all this. And Pitt tomorrow has their media day for football as they get their camp going, too. So here we go. And in the midst of all that, the Pirates, I've heard this time and time again. Normally by now, let's be honest, the Pirates' schedule and their record is usually to a point where people kind of shrug their shoulders.
Yeah, we're talking Steelers at that point, right?
However, the Pirates are obviously remaining relevant, and right now they're very much in contention for a wild card spot. And with Paul Skeens and some of the other great pitchers and players we have, people were paying attention maybe more than ever.
Well, Mitch Keller and Jared Jones, when he returns, make a threesome in terms of a three-game series that, boy, it's going to be very tough to beat a Pirates team with good pitching like that unless they continue to, underproduce at the plate. And that's the key in this next few hours. Will the Pirates trade for a bat or two?
We'll let you know here on the station that started baseball in the radio. Please never forget that. It's very important to us.
That's duly noted, Larry.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Remember the old days when you used to watch one channel, but that's all you got for Olympic coverage? In this case, it's NBC. But now they have a streaming service called Peacock. They've had that for a few years, and there are other ways. And how about March Madness when they split all those early games and they're all over the place? How do you find all that stuff? Andy Lindberg, who's head of our digital team, our former producer here, when John Chumway and I were together. You survived that, Andy. But I heard you say yesterday, because in our newsroom, Tamira Rush and I were talking about how do you get certain streaming channels. If you've cut the cord with cable,
right,
and you don't have satellite TV, then you have to stream, but you have to have Wi-Fi. But you can still get free TV, and you have an antenna.
Yeah, so I mean, if you think about it, a lot of people still have cable, but there's a lot of people that don't. And it's such a, you pick what you want now. It's you might have Netflix and Disney Plus, but you don't have Peacock or Paramount. What we did, and for a couple years ago, for my birthday, I'll tell you, you've called me an old soul, and people call me an old soul in the newsroom, is I got an old radio that comes with tubes for my birthday, like from the 50s, and a set of rabbit ears, a digital antenna. So the digital antenna basically just hooks up to your TV the way that you would do the old-fashioned cable, and then it uses it. It doesn't have the ears anymore on top of the TV, so you're not there moving around. If you're watching on the video stream, you can see me trying to move the old rabbit ears.
I joke that I used to be the remote control. You know, when you're a certain age, that's when your dad would yell at you, put on channel 2. And then, stand there, adjust the antenna.
Right. But now it's pretty, you still have to move the antenna around. At least I do. We have one in our basement, and we have like 30 to 40 channels, and it's, you get your KDKA, your WTAE, your WPXI local channels, Fox, and then you have their digital channels. So you get the MeTV as well. But what I was doing was I was cleaning in the basement the other day. We finished basement, and I was watching the Olympics on the antenna. And it's great because it's, once you buy it, it pays for itself, and you can get an antenna as cheap as $9.99, $20 at Best Buy,
Amazon.
You can
spend that more on two Starbucks drinks.
Right, and you can go to Walmart and or Target or any of those places, and they still sell that. And that's something I think people forget, is that there is free TV out there. If you want to have the luxury of being able to watch whatever you want on Netflix, your documentaries or whatever, but then you can still have those local channels and not have to pay
exorbitant prices.
Yeah, you don't have to have, if you want to have, if you have cable and you're thinking about, should I get rid of cable, but I want to keep my local connection to the local channels, you can do that.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost anything. It's still free TV.
Right. After you pay for the antenna, that's the only cost.
$10 antenna. Come on, man.
And if you want to go a little exorbitant, you can get ones that are a little bit more pricey. And if you have multiple TVs in your house, it'll work for all those TVs. The one that I have is not as powerful. It's one of the cheaper models, so it works for just that TV. But if you want to go spend $50, $100 or so, you can get one probably that covers the entire house.
However, for the most practical parts, you do need Wi-Fi to have all those other streaming services.
Right, yeah, you need to have the Wi-Fi for that. But for free TV, you don't need Wi-Fi. It's done the old-fashioned way.
What Wi-Fi provider do you have?
I think we have Verizon.
And there are a whole bunch of those, too, depending on where you live, your address. You can get AT&T, Armstrong. Just depends, Comcast. I'm just curious, Aaron, her husband is very much into sports. Aaron, do you have, obviously you have Wi-Fi.
Yes, we have Wi-Fi. We did Fubo TV for a little while, Peacock.
Hulu.
Do
you have Disney?
No, and Hulu's new because of one specific show. That's another way they get you.
Which show was that?
The Bear.
The Bear.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I just watched the end of that. And then I assume you have Netflix.
Yes.
So we're already up to 5 streaming services
you
have.
Now,
who's your service provider for cable?
Verizon. Yes.
And also, I don't know, I want to make sure I'm not loud with this, but you can still share passwords with something.
Really? It's true.
So like I may or may not have a family member's Peacock password, yes, and then they may or may not have our
that
Netflix
doesn't
password.
Sound right.
I mean,
sounds shaky.
Sometimes
you do what you gotta do.
Another option, Lair, is a lot of the way that some people access these streaming services is through a Roku, or a Fire Stick, or one of those things. Well, we have a Roku, and there's a Roku channel, and they have streaming TV, thousands of channels, where you can just flip, and it's live TV. And after you pay for your Roku, it's basically free with the Wi-Fi. So you have all kinds of channels to go through. You can watch, and this is my kind of thing, old Johnny Carson, they show constant Bob Ross. They have History Channel. I mean, so like if you're one of those people that just like to click through the channels back in the day and would just set on something, that you can find something there that you can just veg out to.
Bottom line, still, you can get free TV even if you have all those other things. There's a place to plug in on the back of most smart TVs now, and it will automatically, you can hit a search on your menu, audio, and it'll find the channels, the digital channels, and then kind of populate those so that you can access them.
Right. That takes a minute or two to load those digital channels.
Andy Lindberg, thank you. Everybody knows him. Now they know him as the free TV guy.
Free TV.
If you want to reach out anytime, you can with the Instant Access. Just a click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com, and we get your messages and appreciate your communication and feedback. So anytime. Coming up in our next hour on News Radio KDKA, we're going to check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland. She is actually headed to a big rally today in Atlanta, Georgia, and she will give us details on that. And we'll also have more details on a video that was released yesterday by a citizen, which was the most revealing video that I've seen, Paul, about what was occurring before the shots were fired around the building where the shooter was on the roof.
And we're making efforts to get in touch with this person, by the way.
Yeah. We've reached out. His name is Dave Stewart of Butler. If you know Dave, we'd love to talk to him. 866-391-1020.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.